Let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith. Breaking free from the culture's grip takes more than theory. It takes clear action steps we can implement. Today, another way to guard our hearts from what surrounds us, the evil in contemporary media. From the Moody Church in Chicago, this is Running to Win with Dr. Erwin Lutzer, whose clear teaching helps us make it across the finish line. Today, we continue a series on Guard Your Heart, Sexual Purity in a Media Culture. Erwin Lutzer comes now to wrap up Loving the World, Loving God. Quoting Bible verses can indeed stop temptation in its tracks.
So I give this guy the assignment. He memorizes it cold. This was back in the days before the internet. He's standing at the magazine rack. His heart begins to race and to pitter-patter. But a promise is a promise is a promise. So there he is. Oh, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Be ye holy, for I am holy, says the Lord God. Whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are of good report, think of these things. And on he goes. And I remember how he told me how he was not only able to walk away, but to do so with a great sense of peace, that he did not have to be bound by this habit. Now that's why this week's assignment, first week was to detox. Second week, I gave you a regimen for when you wake up in the morning. Today's assignment for this time is Matthew chapter 5, verse 8. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. And the next verse I'm giving you is, be ye holy, for I am holy. Can you look at me and can we say this together? When I say together, let's say both verses together, okay? Because you probably know them. Let's say it together. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Folks, that's not going to work. You have to say it better than that. Let's say it together. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Be ye holy, for I am holy. And then, of course, I'm also giving you 2 Corinthians chapter 6, beginning at verse 17, and there are many other verses. But you have to memorize that. Now, for many of you, it's not going to work. And I'll tell you why. To put it a little indelicately, the demon is in too deep, and you're not yet desperate. God delivers people, but he usually reserves his finest deliverance for the desperate, for those who are willing to pay any price. And that's why I encourage you also, join a small group. We have many ministries for women. We have many ministries for men. You need to be able to connect. You need to be able to pray together, because the battle that we are fighting is huge. And the scripture says we must love God exclusively. Secondly, we must love him gratefully. Gratefully. Won't take time to turn to it, but you had better when you have a few moments. 1 John chapter 3, verse 1. This very same book. I love the King James Version here. What manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the children of God. And such we are. And it goes on to say that his love is so great that we are not only called children of God, but it says we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. Christianity is different from all the other religions of the world at this point. They all say that we should love one another out of a sense of duty. Christianity says you love because you've already been loved. From before the foundation of the world in eternity past, Jesus said, you have loved them, even, speaking of us, even as thou hast loved me. I mean, who can't love a God like that? Imagine a God who has lavished himself upon us with indescribable, overwrought blessings. And so we love gratefully. We also love passionately. Like a deer, David said, that is thirsty, I want the water. So my heart longs for you, O God. You say, well, how do we develop a passionate heart? Well, there are many ideas I could give you, but may I remind you that there are some things that won't work. Sitting in front of a television set hour by hour won't pull it off. Using the internet to go to places just out of curiosity to see certain images, I don't think that's going to work. Texting 80 times a day probably is not the way to go, where you are filled with anxiety as to whether or not you're in the loop about absolutely every little detail. There has to be a time when you say, enough already. I am going to set aside time for God, and technology will not get in the way. Do you agree with that? We have to love God passionately. The bottom line is simply this, that we have to develop a love for God that is greater than our love of sin. Let me say that again. We have to develop a love for God that is greater than our love of sin. We love God passionately. Could I also say that we love him eternally? Don't you love this verse, verse 17? And the world is passing away along with all of its desires, but whoever does the will of God abides forever. The world and its desires are passing away. Someday Hefner's empire will be incinerated, the Bible says. It says in 2 Peter chapter 3, this world and all of its works are going to be burned up, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. No more Hollywood, no more flat screen TVs, no more iPads, iPhones, and God knows what else. None of that. It's all gone with all of its desires and all of its aspirations and all of its false promises. The world passes away and all of its lusts, all of its desires. But the one who does the will of God abides forever. Folks, let me put it to you clearly. We are training for another world. That's what the whole thing is about. And here we're totally distracted because some new technology comes out that we haven't had the opportunity to get hooked on yet. As I said, this might be a little hard around the edges, but I'm saying it the way we need to hear it, I think. Now, you know D.L. Moody founded this church in 1864. Greatest evangelist. Wow, what a guy. Passionate love for God. Obsessive love for God. If there's any man for whom I could use the word God intoxicated, it would be D.L. Moody. And he preached exactly what the Bible teaches. And what the Bible teaches is this, that we are not born with a love for God. Furthermore, you can't wake up some morning and say, you know what? The first commandment is thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy mind. I'm going to do that today. You can't. Uh-uh. Can't turn it on and off like a faucet. Here's what happens. When we receive Jesus Christ as our Savior, he gives us that new heart. It says in the book of Ezekiel, a new heart will I give you. I'm going to take out the heart of stone, the heart of callousness, the heart of self-will, and I'm going to give you, the selfish heart is going to be taken out, and I'm going to give you a heart that's going to love me and fear me and love me. All that, my friend, is birthed in our hearts by the Holy Spirit of God. Now, if you're not a God lover, you do have to question whether or not you have ever been born again. Because one of the indications of being born again is to love God, to love God. And sometimes our love drains because of what I told you about, but fundamentally, we love God. I know someone who has struggled with numerous addictions and has fallen many times, but every time this person bows in prayer, this person says, oh God, I'm so sorry that this happened because I do love you. And I say, despite all their struggles, that is a mark of the new birth. Now, there's another reason I bring D.L. Moody in at this point in the message. About 20 years ago, I was in Northfield, Massachusetts, where D.L. Moody is buried. Now, his boyhood home is there. About a quarter of a mile away, he's buried on what is called Round Top. It's kind of like the top of a knoll of a hill. And as I had the opportunity of being there and staring at his gravestone, I was also looking at D.L. Moody's favorite verse. The world passes away, and all of its desires, and then written on his tombstone, but he who does the will of God abides forever. The battle is absolutely huge and unrelenting, but God lovers will make any sacrifice they need to honor God, no matter the cost. Even in the face of technology that just keeps coming at you, coming at you, coming at you, one stimulus after another, they say, no, God comes first. Well, there's still three messages in this series. You'd better show up to find out what else I have to say. May we pray? Father, we have all fallen today. We have all been convicted. We all stand guilty. May we remember that if we love the world, we're counted as your enemy. Oh, God, we pray. We pray for the businessmen who travel, who have so many temptations. We pray, Father, for all those who can understand technology and use it in privacy. And oh, Father, we just fall on our knees and say, we do give you our hearts. But Lord, if you don't come and help us, we're doomed. It's too big for us. Rescue us, we ask. And for those who have never trusted Christ as Savior, we pray that today they'll believe and be saved. Give them a new heart. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, I do hope that you tune in next time because there are still messages left in this series. This is Pastor Lutzer, and the title of the series is Guard Your Heart, Sexual Purity in a Media Culture. In these messages, I tackle head-on the great temptations that we face today in a culture that is awash with media and awash with moral sensuality. It's so critical that we face these issues honestly in our homes and that shame does not hold us bound, secrecy does not hold us bound. What we need to do is openly face our need for the honor of God. And at the end of this broadcast, you'll be given information as to how these messages can be yours.
Erwin Lutzer, wrapping up Loving the World, Loving God, another message on Guard Your Heart, Sexual Purity in a Media Culture. Next time, how the grace of God makes a way for us to guard our hearts. The need for us to guard our hearts has never been greater. This 6-part series will be sent on CD as our thank you for a gift of any amount to support Running to Win. Call us at 1-800-215-5001. That's 1-800-215-5001. Online, go to offerrtw.com. That's offerrtw.com. Or write to us at Running to Win, Moody Church, 1635 North LaSalle Boulevard, Chicago, Illinois, 60614. This is Dave McAllister. Running to Win is a ministry of the Moody Church.